Us. You're listening to Dot Complicated. I'm your host, Randy Zuckerberg, here on Business Radio, Sirius XM 132. We're chatting with Edith Dorson today, who's just such a powerhouse. In 2011, Edie co-founded the Women's Venture Capital Fund, a firm aimed at closing the gender gap in venture funding. All right, Edie, take us through your journey. You went to Harvard Business School. You've worked in investment banking. What was kind of your aha moment that led to founding your venture fund?
Yeah, well, quite literally, we were headed into a reunion weekend at Harvard Business School when we stumbled on the data that showed the lack of venture capital going to young companies with any female leadership. The number, of course, has been quoted many times in the last couple of years, but back several years ago, it seemed nobody was paying attention to it.
That's right.
So we brought together a roundtable of women at the reunion weekend to talk about what the issue was, and more importantly, was there something we could do about it? At that point in time, quite candidly, even Harvard Business School wasn't as interested in the topic, and they gave us early on a Saturday morning after late night section parties the night before in the bowels of a building we've never been before or since on campus. But we took it. And as luck would have, it was pouring in Cambridge that morning. And I thought, oh, gosh, no one is going to show up. But by 10 to 9, we had twice as many women in the room as we had invited. So we clearly had struck a nerve. Yeah. And the discussion really centered around, was there enough of a pipeline? Were there enough female-led young companies to justify starting a venture capital fund? So we left that reunion, and we, my classmate and friend Monica and I, did some real research, and in pretty short order, we concluded there is more than enough of a pipeline of companies to start the fund. And what we saw is some women stepping out of big technology companies with some very formidable skills and experience off, and now have the confidence and the interest in building their own. And then a younger cohort where the most ambitious young women today just want to do the same thing the guys want to do, which is they want to build companies.
I love it so much. So how did you come up with your criteria?
Sure.
Because I know your criteria includes that the management team is required to have both women and men. So you're not investing in just women. What was your thinking?
That was the evolution. Yes. From the start, we thought that really diversity is a good thing. And in fact, at that point in time, there wasn't much data. Today, there's, of course, a lot of research that supports when you have diverse senior leadership, you're building stronger companies. So this is really not a nice thing to do. It's something that builds more profitable, more innovative, more productive companies. So we said from the start that our founding team has to, and companies at our stage are, the management teams are very small. They're usually 2 to 3, maybe 4 people tops. And it has to include a senior woman with real equity. In point of fact, I think all but one of the companies we've invested in actually has a female founder and a female CEO. So we're, needless to say, quite thrilled about that and have really stuck with it's that diversity that really matters in senior leadership. And beyond that, Randy, our focus from the start was not pure startups. We really felt while it's never easy to raise that first million or 2 million, there are lots of sources to do that, particularly on both coasts, the West Coast and here in New York, where we're sitting today. But rather, our focus was on companies that have already raised what was often referred to as an angel round, have developed their core technology or product, and are really evidencing some bona fide market or revenue traction.
Yes.
From a sector perspective, and I know in the official bio it says 1,500 companies. Happy to say that number is very outdated now. We're well over 2,000 companies.
Great. I love when my stats are like already outdated and blown out of the water.
We have seen, you know, we predicted that we would experience an inflection point in the number of venture-worthy women entrepreneurs, and we are absolutely there. Happy to report.